Reviewing our trade tariffs and what it means to the ag industry, I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Aaron Borrow is the Vice President of Economic Analysis with the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
Well, luckily, it's fairly narrow at this point. So we're only talking about China having retaliation on U.S. products. So that's the good news. Canada has tariffs on our sausages at 25%, so we can't forget about that. But otherwise, it's really China. And the bad news is China's huge. So China's our number three destination for both pork and beef. And, you know, they take unique products. So that's the real challenge for us right now.
And when all the news started coming out about China, seen from your organization, talks about how our trade really kind of come to a halt, and it really put some pressure on things because we're preparing, we're getting all these different shipments ready to roll, and then all of a sudden you kind of got this roadblock in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, there's so much going on. It's easy to kind of quickly lose track of where we are. But if you recall back in early April, well, we'd already been through February where we had the fentanyl and, well, opioid type tariffs on China, and China was matching tariff for tariff. But then coming into early April, we were all waiting for the reciprocal tariff, and then China matched again. And so we quickly escalated to an additional 125%. So we had companies that, you know, everyone was expecting big tariff announcements, but business was, you know, essentially continuing because they'd been making it work with what had already been announced. And all of a sudden escalating to 125% changes everything. And so you have products on the water, products in production, specific labeling for China, preparing for China, and then bam.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.